Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Held in jail. New shocking details of a man arrested for crashing his truck into a security barrier outside the White House.
The local school system is responding to a rise in hate incidents. I'm Scott Gelman.
Also this morning.
Despite statewide legalization, one beach town is working to ensure it remains pot-free. I'm Megan Cloward.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The indictment against former President Trump has been unsealed in the classified documents case. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson takes a look.
Part of the heart of the new indictment is the focus on the efforts by Trump to, in fact, obstruct the FBI investigation and the grand jury investigation. By having those who work for him, in fact, lie or mislead the FBI who was conducting the investigation.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith spoke publicly about the case yesterday. He laid out the charges against the former president and said the U.S., quote, has laws and they apply to everyone. What was in those documents? Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
Some of the documents were marked top secret, some relating to nuclear weapon capabilities of the U.S. and its adversaries, as well as sensitive U.S. military planning.
The former president, who maintains he did nothing wrong, is expected in court in Miami on Tuesday. Air quality along the East Coast is slowly improving after several days of thick, unhealthy haze caused by hundreds of wildfires across Canada. Here's meteorologist Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
To get some relief, it needs to come with a wind change. And with a cold front, this is not until early next week, southerly flow will arrive. And with that, it will keep a lot of that smoke up in Canada. But something we're still going to have to watch, because those fires are going to be hanging around for quite some time.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg has staged her last school protest now that she's a newly graduated from high school. But she says she's not giving up the fight for climate change.
This is only the beginning of the fight. The climate crisis is only getting worse.
Thunberg and her classmates have been holding a school strike for climate protest every Friday for the past 5 years. Four children who survived a small plane crash last month have been found alive after an intense search in the Amazon rainforest.
Four children, the youngest just 11 months old, survived a plane crash and then 40 days alone in one of the most hostile environments of Colombia's Amazon jungle, a region crowded with dangerous wild animals, guerrillas, and drug runners.
That's the BBC's Luis Fajardo. A common medication may help prevent long COVID, CBS's Michael George reports.
A common diabetes medication is shown to be helpful at preventing long COVID. A new study published in The Lancet found metformin, when taken after testing positive for COVID, led to 40% fewer long COVID diagnoses over the next 10 months compared to those who took a placebo. It's not clear whether the medication is helpful for those who already have long COVID.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on this Saturday morning, June the 10th. We've got 54 degrees right now in Washington. We're headed to the mid-80s later today. Good morning, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper. The top local story we're following for you this hour on WTOP, the Maryland funeral home owner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer at a 10-year-old girl's funeral service isn't getting out of jail anytime soon. Wilson Chavis made his first court appearance on Friday. The judge ordered the 48-year-old man to be held without bond until his next court appearance in July. Chavis is accused in the shooting death of 30-year-old Ronald Banks at Washington National Cemetery in Suitland. Police say Chavis shot Banks and another woman during a funeral. According to police, the other funeral service members worked at a competing funeral home, and the confrontation was about a long-standing business dispute. It happened just before the casket for the 10-year-old girl who died after being struck by a stray bullet was lowered into the ground. The man who crashed a U-Haul truck into a security barrier outside the White House last month wanted to overthrow the government and replace it with a dictatorship, quote, fueled by Nazi ideology. That revelation came from federal prosecutors during a bond hearing for the 19-year-old. Prosecutors also allege he was planning other attacks. He was denied bond as being held on a charge of destruction of government property after he rammed a U-Haul truck into a security barrier in Lafayette Square last month. When the man left the car, he unraveled a red, white, and blue flag featuring a Nazi swastika. His preliminary hearing is set for July the 13th. Leaders in Loudoun County are determining the best way to support teachers and school administrators in response to a rise in incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech.
The school system has already offered professional learning sessions and worked with the Anti-Defamation League, and Shahid Muhammad from the county's equity office says,
the discipline process is ongoing with consequences for students when they are warranted.
The county reported 262 incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech in the fourth quarter as of May 31st. There were nearly 300 in the third quarter.
It's been quite a bit of listening sessions, visits to the schools in order to really see what's going on in the individual schools.
And some schools haven't reported any incidents, so the actual total may be higher. Director of Equity Lottie Spurlock.
We're going with what is reported, and we do recognize that everything's not reported.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A man is dead after he was shot outside an apartment building in Montgomery County last night. Police say it happened just after 8 o'clock on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found a 57-year-old man behind the building suffering from gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. Witnesses say they saw several people drive away from that area. No information available about a suspect this morning. A man is convicted in a retrial for a deadly stabbing in 2019 in Germantown. 30-year-old Kyle Noble was found guilty by a jury in Montgomery County Circuit Court in the death of 31-year-old Efren Arias. Noble faces up to 60 years in prison as well as a 25-year mandatory minimum because it's his third violent crime conviction in Maryland. Prosecutors say he killed Arias while on probation for a 2017 stabbing in Frederick County, Maryland. Sentencing is scheduled for July the 17th. In less than a month, marijuana use and possession will be legal in Maryland, but one beach town is not really on board.
Ah, the beach. The smell of salt air and Thrasher's fries and pot? Not in Ocean City. Ahead of July 1st, when marijuana becomes legal in Maryland, Ocean City Council members are taking steps to ensure most public places remain cannabis-free. Council members unanimously passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses and fine those that violate it, according to OC Today. There are also discussions on how to prevent resort businesses from selling or allowing pot on their property. Mayor Rick Meehan says the existing laws preventing smoking on the beach or boardwalk will remain in place. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Well, as we get into the thick of Pride Month, D.C. area doctors are drawing attention to new heart health risks for sexual minorities.
The study found that lesbian, bisexual, gay individuals had higher risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Keith Egan, lead physician at Kaiser Permanente's Pride Medical Center, says a new American Heart Association study looked at many factors like diet, activity, and tobacco use, but
it basically all boils down to systemic bias and discrimination that these populations face in various aspects of life.
He says LGBTQ plus individuals are less likely to have primary care physicians and get routine checkups, meaning there's still more work to do.
During Pride Month, it's a good time to remember and keep in mind the disparities that these communities face.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News after traffic and weather, will the Fed raise rates again when it meets this week?
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Brendan Joseph in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Still seeing a bit of a delay in the district on 295 northbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and Capitol Street. Some overnight construction still set up there. Only one lane is getting by. Southbound 295, no major problems at the moment. Otherwise, pretty much all of the overnight construction has been packed up. On the Beltway, there was construction. Outer Loop around 66, that's gone. Construction on 66 both ways around Centerville, that has been cleared. All lanes are open once again as well. No major problems on 95 if you're making your way through Virginia at this hour. And traffic on 95 into Maryland.
Maryland looks good. The BW Parkway is moving freely, and we have no problems on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Making it an early morning out to the Eastern Shore, 50 is clear from the Beltway through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge. No major problems to report there at the moment. I'm Brendan Joseph, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News, First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Better air quality this weekend. No humidity, but we'll have much higher temperatures, running between 85 and 90 degrees this weekend. Now, we will be starting out your Saturday here with temperatures in the 50s, so a bit of a cool start. Temperatures continuing to drop, about 85 degrees for an afternoon temperature. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies, could be some rain in the mountains, but we'll be around 90 degrees. Humidity not too bad. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
49 degrees right now in Gaithersburg, 61 in Arlington, 52 degrees in Lanham. The forecast is brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP. Let's check in now with Jeff Claybaugh.
Modest Friday gains finished a winning week for the markets. The S&P 500 index gained close to 0.5% this week. It is now 20% above its most recent low in October. That puts Wall Street in a bull market again. Fresh reports on inflation next week, both consumer prices and wholesale prices, and both expected to show year-over-year gains continuing to moderate. Also next week, the Fed's two-day rate meeting starts, with policymakers potentially choosing to leave rates where they are. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, it's being called the Tesla killer. We'll take a look at a hot new electric car. It's 5:10.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Waiting for the world to change. Yeah, waiting for the world to change. Hi, this is Lon Solomon, and these are the words of John Mayer's hit song by the same title. You know, John Mayer expresses a sentiment that I think a lot of us feel. We look at the world around us, and we lament all the wrong we see, and we yearn to see it all change. So what's the solution? I mean, is there really any hope that the world is going to change? Well, the answer is yes. The Bible says that the day is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return and recondition this present world and establish a new world, one where righteousness dwells. Folks, this is the only real hope our world has, and it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments up to 5 years. Or if you prefer, you can get on-the-spot savings as much as $5,000. And everything's included. Exquisite diamond rings, earrings, bands, bracelets. It's our best offer of all time. You can pick a low monthly payment for up to 5 years or get instant savings up to $5,000. Don't miss this amazing offer. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
Here's how I pick my numbers when I play the new Pick 5 from the Virginia Lottery. I call it the Wheel.
Win up to $50,000.
I've got all the numbers on here, plus one extra slot where my wife gets to pick the number.
5 numbers, 0 through 9.
Babe, what'll it be?
Burger and fries, please.
No, I meant the Wheel.
The what?
How you choose is up to you. Play in-store, in-app, or online today. Visit VALottery.com/pick5.
Coming up...
Definitely not going to hang our heads or quit. That's not an option.
Denver, one win away from the NBA title. Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP. It's now 5:13.
Oh, summer's here, and you know my motto, baseball, hot dogs, and lower energy prices. This is Dave Johnson. Yeah, you can have lower energy prices with Window Nation. Yeah, DC, the heat, the humidity, and high energy bills forcing your AC into overdrive. But you can beat the heat with Window Nation's summer sale. Save thousands today with no money down, no payments, and pay no interest for 2 years. Plus, Window Nation will give you 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Dave Johnson sent you.
1800?
No, 180.
Lebanon?
Yes, it is.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
South Africa?
Correct.
The second one?
No, it's the first one.
Next time on It's Academic, hosted by Hillary Howard.
Students from Montgomery Blair, Richard Montgomery, Whitman, McLean, Jefferson, and Lake.
Join us for the playoffs. It's Academic, Saturday on WETA-PBS.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
5:14, good morning. I'm Kyle Cooper. Thanks for being with us today. Now the WTOP car review as we check out the new all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Ioniq 6, I should say. It's a car that's been called a Tesla killer. WTOP car guy Mike Paris joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis to explain this week's car review was written by special WTOP.com contributor Brian Armstead.
It does a lot of the things that a Tesla does for a little bit less money than that. We looked at the Ioniq 5, which is kind of square and crossover-like. The new Ioniq 6 has a lot more sloping roofline, a sedan, instead of a crossover. So it has a different look, a much more swoopy look, a lot like the competition does.
Yeah, he calls the exterior stunning. Do you agree?
I agree. It's a great-looking car. The last one we looked at was definitely square, almost like a retro 80s Hyundai, like the old Excel or something like that hatchback, where this is definitely, it's a looker, and it's a goer, too.
Talk about that and the range. Always concerned about the range with all electric cars.
Well, you can choose from a couple of different versions of the Ioniq 6. The base one, you're going to get about 240 miles or so. If you choose the SE with the extended range and rear-wheel drive, you'll get about 360 miles on a charge. And if you want all-wheel drive, it drops to about 315, 320 miles. Or if you want all the toys, you do suffer with the range about 270 miles. Or so, but you get a lot of luxury with that one.
As long as we're on the subject of, you know, a little or a lot, what's the cost of this vehicle?
Starts around $42,000 and quickly can climb up to $52,000, $53,000 if you have all the toys. But I think the sweet spot is more along the lines of the SE base version with the extended range.
So what drawbacks beyond the money? If you load it up, you're going to pay. Any other drawbacks to this?
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't have as much power as, say, it being a Tesla killer. So if you want the base version, you get about 200 or so horsepower, about 225 horsepower equivalent if you choose the base version with the extended range, and well over 300 horsepower if you choose all-wheel drive, which is more along the lines of, say, what the competition's packing under the hood.
Well, let's go back to where we started for a final question. Ioniq versus Tesla, Hyundai versus Tesla, essentially. Is there a little less status associated with Ioniq, or could that change eventually too?
Well, Hyundai's really jumping into the pool deep here with lots of electric vehicles really hitting the marketplace now and in the future. So, yeah, it has some catching up to do, but they do seem to really get into the skin of the competition and really give them a run for the money. So it'll be quite interesting to see how it goes in the next 3 or 4 years.
Mass WTOP car guy Mike Paris. See pictures of and read a lot more about the new Hyundai Ioniq 6 at WTOP.com. Search car review. 25,000 Marylanders who had Medicaid do not have it any longer. That's 21% of people up for renewal this spring who lost their coverage. It's happening as the COVID public health emergency ends. Some people lost coverage because they didn't turn over their application in time or didn't provide required documents. Another 10,000 people lost coverage because they now make too much money. Maryland is in the middle of a first-time effort to renew Medicaid coverage for nearly 2 million adults and children for the first time since the start of the pandemic. A quick look at the top stories that we're working on this morning at WTOP. An unsealed 49-page federal indictment spells out the 37 charges against former President Donald Trump. He's due in federal court Tuesday afternoon. We can expect cleaner air in the area today as the heavy haze from the Canadian wildfires is moderating. Air quality throughout the D.C. region is in the good range so far this morning. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's now 5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, Brendan Joseph and the WTOP Traffic Center.
A new crash popping up in Silver Spring. It's University Boulevard and Seek Lane. Use caution there as crews are arriving on the scene. We're dealing in the district with construction on DC 295 northbound. Still heavy Pennsylvania Avenue into Capitol Street. One lane is blocked. Only one lane is getting by. Southbound 295, no major problems at the moment. Traffic looks good around the Beltway with no problems on the inner loop or the outer loop. And we have no big problems on the BW Parkway or 95 through Maryland. 270 all clear both ways between Frederick and the Beltway as well. And if you're
after making an early morning trip out to the Eastern Shore. You're all clear on 50 through Annapolis out to the Bay Bridge. In Virginia, earlier construction on 66 both ways around Centerville, that has been cleared. All lanes are open once again. 95, no major problems through Virginia as well. Silver Diner is ready to play ball. After 33 years, Silver Diner is now in D.C. across from Nats Park. Silver Diner brings its healthy and its classic menu options to the Navy Yard neighborhood. Eat well, do well. I'm Brandon Joseph, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
The weekend is here, and finally, we can take a breather. Literally, yeah, the air quality has improved. So here early this Saturday morning under mainly clear skies, better air quality. Temperatures in the 50s will rise some 30 degrees to an afternoon temperature on your Saturday here of about 85 degrees. Then for Sunday, around 90, that'll come without the high humidity. A few clouds ahead of the next weather maker could bring some rain showers or thunder showers to the mountains. Our better chance of rain comes on Monday. A few showers will dot the area early Monday morning, and then the potential for some thunderstorms could be strong Monday afternoon. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got 61 degrees this morning at the Wharf in D.C., 61 also in Oxon Hill, 51 degrees in Sterling, Virginia. The forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP.
How to make your home a harder target for burglars. I'm Cheyenne Corren.
It's 520.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact CertaPro Painters and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's CertaPro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that loving feeling back with the help of CertaPro Painters. Start your project at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
Breaking news.
A major announcement from Fairfax County Police.
All the local stories that impact our region.
We have an update on that incident in Bethesda.
All the latest traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8th.
There is swift water moving across the eastbound lanes of Route 7.
It's all right here on Washington's top news, 24 hours a day.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
This is WTOP News.
It's 5:22. It's that time of year when your house may be empty for periods of time while your family is away on vacation. In preparation, Fairfax County Police are sharing some friendly reminders of how to prevent burglaries.
These are really simple tips, but can make all of the difference in protecting your home. Many of these tips are even free and don't involve doing anything, such as avoiding announcing your travel plans on social media. Fairfax County Police also say it's a good idea to ensure your home looks like someone is there, even when there isn't, by using timers on lights. Good reminders also include installing cameras and keeping all doors, garages, and windows locked. Cheyenne Corren, WTOP News.
It's 5:23. Why it's essential to get your home inspected yearly. Here's home improvement guru Richard McCann.
I just got yelled at by my doctor again because I don't go and get a yearly checkup. I should, especially now that I'm getting older. Well, you should too, but you should also get a yearly checkup for your home. See, in 2021, the housing market was nuts. People were paying way too much for homes, and the dumb thing they did, and yes, I said dumb, was they'd say, I don't want a house inspection. You always get a house inspection, but what if you want to stay in your house? You don't want to leave until you go out feet first or in handcuffs. Well, might I suggest, like you getting a checkup for yourself once a year, hire a licensed home inspector to come and go through your home. Maybe you'll find out that water heater's ready to blow, or it's time to get a new HVAC system, or the roof, well, it's done. Hire a home inspector, get your house a checkup every year. I'm Rich McCann, and I am your home improvement guru.
The Montgomery County Department of Transportation is launching a new ride-on bus trip planning app. Those in charge are promising more accurate information on current bus locations, destination, and arrival times. The app also shows you alternative routes and has a monitoring feature that allows commuters to describe how full a bus is. It's made possible through a partnership with Move It, a bus trip planning mobile app software company.
When you see smoke on the horizon, you turn on WTOP.
Because WTOP is first with the news when seconds count.
Day or night, our reporters are live on the scene when news happens.
We're here in Delray.
Breaking news from Reston.
We're in Hyattsville.
So whether it's a fire or some other breaking story, you'll be up to date.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen. Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
All right, let's get the update this morning. Here's Frank Hanrahan.
Tough eighth inning does end the Nationals, extending their losing skid to five games in a row, falling at Atlanta 3-2. Josiah Gray goes five innings. He struck out six for the Nats. Joey Meneses, Luis Garcia with RBIs, but that eighth inning bullpen couldn't close the door as the Nats fall at Atlanta 3-2, same two later on today at 4:05 in Atlanta. Orioles beat Kansas City 3-2 at Camden Yards. Birds improved to 39-24. They'll play at 4 as well this afternoon in Baltimore. NBA Finals, Denver goes up 3-1 in the best of seven series. 108-95 win at Miami. Nuggets can win their first ever NBA title on Monday night. WNBA, Mystics topping Seattle on the road. At the French Open, Novak Djokovic closing in on his record 23rd men's Grand Slam singles tournament title after beating Carlos Alcaraz in four sets. So Djokovic will face Casper Ruud of Norway tomorrow for the men's championship. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather on WTOP.
This was an indictment that had a significant evidence base.
More details about the multi-count indictment of former President Trump is now 526.
Here's Tracy Roush, the founder and chief innovation officer of DocBox, on the discussion, Be Next for Success with Montgomery County, Maryland Incubators. Sponsored by Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
I think you have a population base of human capital to be able to hire. Now you've got world-class universities here, world-class researchers, access to various government agencies. Everything's at your fingertips to be able to be part of the process. And that's all part of not just reacting to it.
Watch the entire discussion on WTOP.com. Search Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
What powers Montgomery County, Maryland as a thriving location for business growth and global reach? Our top talent, partnerships, and access to the NIH and